The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Hello and good morning. Let's face it, folks, it's not a good morning if you're a Garth Brooks fan from Brazil. Our sympathies go out to you. This was your day.
Corner coming from Toni Kroos. Oh, it's there! Puts Germany in front.
We had travel arrangements made and hotels booked, and it's very upsetting, yeah.
Well, I'm absolutely disgusted because I was really looking forward to it, and we had a whole night arranged, and we've arranged a big group for us to go out for lunch first, and now the whole thing's been ruined.
Oh, there's three! Toni Kroos! And this is becoming an embarrassment for Brazil.
And we went down the political route, we went down every route we could go down, and the answer is that there's nowhere else to go. And we're devastated. It was going to be the biggest musical event. There'll never be another artist in my lifetime coming and do 400,000 tickets. And I don't know where the position is with Garth Brooks coming back to Ireland, is, you know.
Well, it may be nearly... Oh, here they go again. Kroos. Khedira. Kroos. Four. Unbelievable.
So I'm sure that this is a great disappointment to as many hundreds of thousands of fans here. It's a shock to the system in terms of the economy of this city and the reputation of our country.
And Lam, and there's sixth! It's all too easy.
This to me is like a funeral without a corpse. There's a sadness throughout the nation. I'm just heartbroken like many other fans. I appeal, maybe bring it on, Gareth, come back. The country needs you, the country wants you. The nations are saddened, Europe is saddened, and further afield is saddened.
Another record broken. No country has ever scored 7 in a World Cup semi-final.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Paulo Oliveira in Ballina, good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning.
And how are you, Paulo?
I'm not too bad. I'm good.
Are you really?
It's a beautiful day here in Ballina. I can see the sun shining. It could be a beautiful day. How are you?
Not too bad, Paulo. And you watched the match last night in the company of who?
My family here. Many friends who came watch as well together from County Meath, from Dublin.
All Brazilian?
No, all Irish, actually.
Oh, I see. Right, so were you the lone Brazilian?
Brazil, yes.
Right, and how did you feel as the German goals went in one after the other?
It was so fast. It was unbelievable. Yes, I thought, see, after when we got in the fourth goal, I say, there is no chance now to come back. You know? Yes. It was something like one after other. You know? If you see the film Sixth Sense, and they say, I see German goals how often? All the time. I am a fan of football, soccer. So I can see World Cup is kind of a blank canvas.
Right.
Where every match, every goal, every mistake, the colors of the canvas is coming. During 1 month of show, the color who appeared yesterday, the style who came yesterday, in my eyes, was like a surrealism. You know, a Salvador Dali painting. But not finished, not signed yet. Okay, still we have the final is coming now, in the 34th place.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering, Paulo, when you saw the pictures of Brazilians, young Brazilians, well, young and old, in the stands crying, how did you feel?
I was feeling exactly the sentiment. You can see the daddy, the father or mother was together there, you know, cheering them up. That's what we feel as adults, we feel inside, but we cannot put out, we cannot cry like children. But that was just one page of the Brazilian history. We still are the nation who hold the most number of titles. In the future, the thing's going to change, isn't it? That's up and down. That's happened with every you know, nation football in the World Cup.
So you're fairly philosophical this morning. You don't sound too upset at all, Paulo.
No, upset, of course I am. But that's the beauty of the football, all that surprises, all that, you know, that drama, mixing with opera and philosophy and colors and things. That's the beauty of the football. I believe the World Cup has been, as I say, good so far. You know, everybody has been in Brazil, reading in the media. Everybody is happy to have been in Brazil, enjoyed our hospitality, right? All our music and food and happiness. And that's still, I mean, that's the Brazilian spirit. That's not going to, you know, finish that thing.
7-1 isn't going to wipe away those memories. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Paulo, stay on the line there, because on the other line, we have a very happy German woman. Cora.
Good morning, Cora.
Hi, Paulo. That was beautiful, what you said about the Dali painting. That was very, very nice. I was also thinking about kind of not just talking football today, but I thought I'd tell you about two German words that have made it into the English language. One not so nice one is the word Schadenfreude, and that means when you like wallow in someone else's misery. And I will definitely tell you that I'm not doing that, because again, I am a football fan, and last night was just, it was a disaster for a football nation that we all admire and have admired for all our football and fan lives. There's another word, and that is the word Weltschmerz, which is a woe of cosmic proportion.
Cora, your line is, we're finding it difficult to hear you. Perhaps if you're on a mobile, maybe take your mouth back a little bit from the receiver, or at least or if the landline.
Okay. No, we haven't. I'm unfortunately cannot get on the landline. Is this better?
All right. Yeah, that sounds better now. We didn't. You were sympathising there with Paulo very nicely.
I was sympathising with Paulo, and I was saying, like, it's not a question of wallowing in the despair, because it was a pity to see Brazil dismantled in this way. Although, of course, for us German fans, I mean, it was a fantastic match.
Yeah.
There is another word, as I say, another German word called Weltschmerz, which is a woe of cosmic proportions. And that's what I saw in the faces of the Brazilian fans last night. I mean, all the shots of crying children and stuff. I mean, that was really heart-wrenching.
Yeah. But you must be delighted. Ah, come on, Cora, don't be so nice. You must be delighted at the same time, putting 7 goals in the Brazilian net.
It was. It was a fantastic display by the German team, definitely. This is also very, very important that they keep this on the ground now, because if you just keep on thinking about how you had this fantastic match, I mean, they didn't come to Brazil to put Brazil out of the competition or to break scoring records. They came to Brazil to win the World Cup, and if they don't focus on someday, you know, you can get very carried away with this kind of crazy achievement.
Mm. I see. So you're nice and reasonable this morning as well, Cora, rather than shouting from the rooftops about Germany and their success. And Paulo, I think Cora used the German expression, translated it says, a woe of cosmic proportions. Is that the way you see it? Like what will happen to this team? Will they get grief from the Brazilian public?
First, I would say congratulations, Cora. The team played very well yesterday, exactly. I can feel now what Germany was feeling in 2006 when we were hosting their own World Cup. They were, you know, beaten by Italy. I think it was in the same final.
That's right.
Yeah, maybe the pain was the same. Yeah, the Brazilian team, I think they felt a lot, the you know, Thiago Silva and Neymar, more than I thought. All right?
Yeah.
That was a big problem.
Was. But yeah, if you play volleyball or indoor soccer, you can, during the second goal, you can ask for time, you know. But in the football, there is no time.
No.
So it was one behind the other.
No,
just frozen.
No timeouts allowed. Cora, you were a goalkeeper in a previous life.
That's right.
Did you ever have to pick the ball out of the net 7 times?
Never.
What's your record, defeat?
I know that makes me sound like I'm better than Julio Cesar, but no, my record is four. I shipped four once, and I will let you know that the fourth one, I had saved the ball, and I was turning backwards to throw it out, like Neuer throws the ball, but unfortunately, I threw it into the goal. Let it go at the wrong point.
Right. Okay. So you don't quite understand how Julio Cesar is feeling this morning, but you get the idea.
Did you see the seventh goal? Schürrle's last goal. I mean, the way he rocketed it up and over Julio Cesar's head.
Yeah.
Oh, that was him finally finished. He was lying on the ground saying, "I'm not doing this anymore." I was so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a night of grief. I'm just thinking Germany put 6 past us in the Aviva back in 2012, I think it was. So now
not
we know
that long ago.
Now Brazil know how we feel.
That's right.
Anyway, Paolo, who are you up for now, Paolo? Are you up for Germany or do you fancy Argentina?
I am. I always admire the German team. You know, since the time of Sepp Maier, for me, was one of the best goalkeepers ever. Schumacher, Paul Breitner, all that, you know, Rummenigge, I always admire. Brazil playing against Germany always be one great classic in clash of the big football soccer teams. That would be great.
Sure.
That's another story signed yesterday.
So I presume, Paolo...
Tonight, for example, I hope the best team wins, all right? I don't want to... Well, the best team wins. Is German come very well in the final.
I thought you'd be up for Argentina, Paolo, no?
It could be worse yesterday, isn't it?
Yes, it's a bit like us in England. Yeah, you wouldn't be thrilled to see Argentina win the World Cup, would you?
Me?
Yeah.
I hope the best team wins, John.
Oh, yeah, you're a very reasonable man, Paolo, can I say. By the way, Paolo, are you a fan of Gareth Brooks?
Gareth Brooks, yes, I am.
Are you?
Gareth Brooks. No, but Pink Floyd or the Led Zeppelin, that would be great.
Have you heard of Gareth Brooks?
Gareth Brooks. No, I can hear today the first time. So
the first time, all the headlines today about cancelling the concerts. That's the first you've heard about him.
Oh yes, I heard that yesterday. Sorry, yeah. I did. It was a big news yesterday. Yes.
Yeah, but you're not too upset. Like you hadn't tickets bought for the gig.
No.
No. And what about you, Cora? Have you Gareth Brooks tickets?
Not at all. No, not my scene. I'm more with Paolo there. Heavy metal, hard rock, that's me.
Very good stuff. Yeah, the granny who rocks, fair dues. That's great.
Thanks very much.
Well, listen, it's great to talk to both of you. Paolo, commiserations.
Okay.
And at least you got to the semi-final. And Brazil has been a wonderful place for the World Cup, for the hosting of the World Cup. It deserves great congratulations all round. And Cora, we look forward to talking to you ahead of the final and after the final.
Absolutely.
We'll see how we get
okay.
on. All right, Cora. That's
thank
Cora Malloy. All right, Paolo.
Great participating in the program. All right, thank
great
you.
Great stuff. Thanks a million. What did he say? It was like a Salvador Dali painting. Very interesting indeed. We're going to be talking ghostwriting in a moment.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.